Langley saw three homicide investigations in 2024, and by the end of the year, none had resulted in charges. What began as a frantic search for a missing Langley teenager became a suspicious death investigation in July. Wenyen Michael Zhao, 17, was reported missing by his family on the evening of July 18. His body was discovered at about 5:30 a.m. the following morning after a police investigation led officers to the 17,900 block of 89th Avenue in Port Kells, a Surrey neighborhood adjacent to Northwest Langley. Investigators are still working diligently to build a timeline of Michael Zhao's movements on the evening he was last seen alive, Corporal Esther Tupper of IHIT said in a press release. Officers were reaching out to friends and associates, as well as anyone with tips on what had happened. He had last been seen leaving the Willowbrook Mall area in Langley around 9:44 p.m. on July 18. The third homicide of 2024 was the killing of Dylan Unger. The 41-year-old was identified as the victim of a Langley shooting that also wounded another person in the early morning hours of Friday, August 2. This appears to have been a targeted and isolated incident, said Corporal Chase Smith of IHIT. The incident took place on a property in the 7000 block of 202 B Street, where police were called out at around 12:46 a.m. for a report of gunshots. Officers found two men suffering from wounds, who were both rushed to hospital. Unger later died of his injuries, and the second man was released from hospital. The final incident of the year was a gang-related shooting in September that was also linked to a violent incident of road rage in Mission earlier the same month. On September 8, a 20-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man were in a Mission Tim Hortons drive-thru when they honked at the car ahead of them, which wasn't moving. According to police, a 38-year-old man, Jonathan Habrada Walters of Edmonton, and 35-year-old woman, emerged from the stopped car and attacked the younger people with a baseball bat, injuring both of them. Mission police released photos of both suspects after they were identified. Habrada Walters wasn't found immediately. But on September 21, at 6:30 p.m., Langley RCMP responded to reports of gunshots. Officers found one wounded man in a stopped car around 208th Street and 80th Avenue, and he was rushed to hospital and survived. Habrada Walters was found with more severe injuries at 196th Street and 84th Avenue, and he died at the scene. The woman allegedly involved in the road rage incident with Habrada Walters, Amber Janelle Taves, was charged with assault with a weapon, assault causing bodily harm, and mischief under $5,000. A Canada-wide warrant for her arrest was issued, but as of December, police have not yet announced her arrest. Those charged with a crime are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. In December, IHIT announced they were taking over the missing persons case of Chantel Moore, a 34-year-old woman who was last seen in Langley in mid-October. Investigators had released very little information about the case, but said they believed her disappearance was suspicious. Then in the last few days of the year, I had also announced that they were asking for tips about the suspicious death in September of Michael Kashani, a local man found deceased in a park on the Nicomeckle floodplain.